The first reading is Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth. Second reading is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 21. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that are performed in you have been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. But whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to you to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure."
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Wow, you're very engaging. And also, I was so surprised that all of you, wow, have so much connection with OM, so I don't need to talk most of what I prepared. No, not really. Let me try to fix up get my PowerPoint ready first. No, not you, because I told him already, I'm quite clumsy and I can be speaking but forget to change my slides. So, bear with me. This is because sometimes I'm overexcited, over enthusiastic. So, bear with me with that. Forgive me for that. But when we're talking about what the Lord has been doing to our lives, it's amazing. Who are we? How can we deserve to be being children of Him and also being guidance by the Holy Spirit with the Holy Word, teaching us, transforming us each day? And also, if we are just like little bodies, around in the community, people look at you, "Oh, you are a Christian," and "Oh, you are a follower of Jesus," they may despise you. But to some extent, God using us as well to change other people's life. Isn't it true? We are nobodies, but God made us so different. So today, when we look at worship together, I think we are. Wow, we saw a lot of things, and when we see, God, you are so great. When we are worshiping Him, what sort of question in our life, one thing is the greatness of God. But also, you can see something when we worship. You say, oh, my friend in my workplace, he didn't know Christ. Will he be joining me to worship with me one day? Or we may be looking at news, looking at all the suffering people around the world. Will they join us to worship and see the grace of the Lord, see the deliverance of the Lord in their lives? Why I'm saying so much, because actually, you know, when I was having a little tour and then a prayer meeting with Julie and Graham and others, and what's happened is, when I go into the food bank, I look at that, wow, a church doing that in their communities. God has given a vision to them, and they are doing it because the Lord touched their hearts. And well, I've been shaking hands with many of them. Oh, I have been joining OM. You know, I've been really... And also the testimony and the sharing and the praying of how they deliver the Bible in the Middle East or sharing overseas. And all these things, I come to, with a humble heart and say, thank you, Lord. He is working among us, not just in me, but among each one of us. As we submitted to him, listen to him, he will bless us. Okay, now, oh, it's here. Sorry, I'm too excited. And today, you know, my topic is called On Mission with God. I do think that God really give a lot of things to... like in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10, sometimes, you know, when we look in Revelation, sometimes we just go into a question saying, wow, Revelation, too difficult to understand. Who have that question? Too pictorial. Too much, Bible commentary, I couldn't understand at all. But sometimes we need to be simpler, taking all the, like eating a fish. Who like fishing chips? In here.
Yes,
true. But, you know, fish and chips is very good. But when in the Chinese communities, we eat the fish with the whole body, with the bones. But we don't eat the bones. That's a good thing. And sometimes, you know, reading Bible is something like that. We got the whole fish is amazing. But we need to take out the bones so that we can enjoy the boneless meat, right? And... sometimes when we read the Bible, sometimes put aside some of the difficult parts and just read the parts that we can understand first. Do give us some good insights to these verses. Like this one. If I'm taking out some of the very difficult thing, it's because Jesus Christ was slain, and with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nations. I think in this verse 9, we can see, first of all, what Jesus have done to us. It is not us who do good things that we can become, can relate to him. It is Jesus who died for us, shed his blood, cleansed our sins, so that we can reconnect with God, and we can reconnect to Almighty God, and also enjoy our childhood, as a children of God. We're so close to him from then. And also, there's another thing which broaden the horizon as well. Look at that. It's not just us. Because sometimes we're reading the Bible just about me, my faith, me faith. But Danny is talking about Jesus is not just doing that to you, but also to all the people with different language, different race, from different nations. So it's broaden as well. One thing today, looking at today, what Jesus has been done through us, can be, we can also see how God is doing to other nations as well, right? And look at the multicultural Britain. Look at Reading, put it that way. Who have a neighbor who is not white Brits? And also, you know, your colleagues, your children, friends, who are they? Wow, in this 20 to 30 years, you can see a tremendous, you know, tremendous difference. I came to Britain about 40 years ago. At that time, you know, there's only a few of us in some of the places. But then, suddenly, in the last 20 to 30 years, you can see more and more and more and more people from all the nation coming to us. Sometimes we say, whoa, why in the supermarket? I couldn't understand what they're talking about. Okay, we would do to them. And at the same time, do you think the Lord has been doing great things to us, bringing all the nation to us? One, we can see the life change through Jesus. Or you can share the good news to them so that they can see Jesus. This is a great opportunity nowadays as well among us. So, and then the first 10 come into very important. Look at that. You have made them to be a kingdom and priest to serve our God, and they will reign the earth. God just don't want us to be like a kingdom with a kingdom passport. At that day, we go to the passport control and say, yes, I'm the citizen of the kingdom, heavenly kingdom. Now I can enter the kingdom. So our faith is not stopped from our conversion, our confession. God have a specific purpose for us. We know we are the kingdom citizen, but also we become priest to serve our God. God really wants us to be like that. What is priest? First of all, bring other to him. And also, we bring God grace and salvation to the people. So we are like a channel, just like that song. We are the channel of his peace. On one side, we are sharing God's grace and other things to them. And at the same time, we bring other people to God as well. So sometimes we say, priest, oh, we are not. Yes, we are not. We shouldn't be. But with God's grace and his power empowering, we can, right? Do you believe that? And you can see a lot of living testimony for all the people. Some of them reading the Bible have been real connection with OM, have been involved in short mission, all the serving and sharing good news, food bank, everything. And we can be a part, right? This is what God designed for us nowadays. Okay, sometime, you know, you may be saying, oh, Frankie, who are you? And come back to introduce myself with a short introduction. I hope that it can be done in 3 minutes. And okay, so I will be doing. I hope that during 3 minutes about self-introduction. One thing is, I'm the first. Okay, would that be okay? I just need the family photo. Is this okay? Oh yes, yes. Oh, okay. So, you know, I came to Britain about 40 years ago, and I came here as a student, as my wife as well. My wife is in another city. I live in another city as well. We study in secondary school, and this is our two children, Joshua, the younger one, our younger son, and our daughter, elder daughter, Priscilla. We came to Britain to study first, and then we go into university. We met in Cardiff, in South Wales, And then, you know, we get, knowing each other. At first, we also go to local church first. And then there is a big group of Chinese diaspora in Britain, in that city, and they want to start a church. We start serving those people and starting a church over there. And then we study, we feel God's calling us to mission. But we work a few years, Cindy, as a community pharmacist. I work as a city planner and transport planner in South Wales. And at the same time, working as a church, help them to grow together. And God called us for mission. And then we went to Gloucestershire to study Bible College. At the time, there was another group of young Christians, Chinese group, and they wanted to say, we want to have a church, we want to have worship there. So Cindy and me stay with them. While studying Bible College, we also started a church with them, and also pass on the leadership to them. And then we move on to where God had been calling us, to Turkey. We've been in Turkey for some time, 1999 to 2011. We serve among the Turks. We share the gospel to them and also helping the local Muslim background believers to build up their new generation so that they can continue to preach the gospel to their Muslim neighbors. So, you know, this is the time where we've been doing global mission. And then we came back to Britain, knowing that God is calling us to mobilize, to equip, and to inspire individuals and churches for cross-cultural mission. So in the last 10 years, we've been doing that and going around to different cities to do that. But what am I missing? Yes, there's one. I wasn't in OM yet. I only joined OM last year. Can you believe that? But OM is never a stranger to me, because Cindy and me both go to a short mission with them, receive a lot of training from them, and we really feel benefit from their training. On the other side, when we see God is calling us to Turkey, they say, oh, you don't need to join us. We help you to go there so that you can see the field that God is putting to your hearts. And then we go there, and knowing God is confirming his calling there, and we co-work with a lot of OM workers over there. And, wow, if I want to say, you know, in a difficult field like Turkey, what can I describe OM? OM workers. OM workers over there, I saw them as very faithful, doing God's work, spreading God's good news, including people who, delivering Bible to other people. But I found that OM is like in the festival, there's some sort of fireworks. They're like fireworks. Something that nobody want to do it, they will go and do it. It's not they are rebellious, because they want to break new grounds for the Lord. That gives me a lot of courage to continue to serve the Lord together. So I could work with a lot of OMs in many years. Last year, I came here, I came to OM partly because I've been spending 3 years in another organization, seeing that they have been starting to work not among their own diaspora people, but try to do things cross-culturally. And Cindy and me start to join them to help them to start a cross-cultural ministry for 3 years. But after 3 years, we know that we need to reconnect to OM, someone that have international connection with the unreached, at the same time to empower, to engage with the local community and churches and bring good news to them. That's why we joined them with OM last year. There was some sharing in the last during the worship that there is a prayer, pray that the workers have enough support. I know that in OM, there are some very faithful workers working in the UK, working among the Turks, and they are They are very faithful. They are very lack of support. A big family. But at the same time, I see this is because they see to reach out to these people are so important. Do you know nowadays in Britain, there's roughly about more than 500,000 Turks. We find it very difficult to share the gospel in the country, but they are actually living quite near to us. So sometimes pray for them, pray for these workers who faithfully working in Britain, which is very high cost compared to a lot of mission fields, so that they can continue the great work of God. In the last 20 years, 30 years, there is a lot of work among them. And also I can see now there's four churches and growing churches, Turkish churches growing in the Southeast region. Pray for them in your prayers so that this work can be extended and God worship will extend it to this unreached people's group. And maybe some people from that group can continue to gather teams to preach back to Turkey in the remote places over them. Because why I'm saying that, recently, last 2 weeks ago, I was visiting some workers couple, which is the very few which remained in Turkish field. Because even though they are working for 20, 30, 40 years, they've been kicked out of the country. And now they are so valuable. They have the language, they have the culture, and they know they have good relationship with the people there. But because the government didn't allow them to continue to do so, they need to leave. Then this is time where Turkey needs to grow. And this is time to pray. May the Lord bless the Turkish church so that they can grow. Remember the time in China where for 1940 and 1950s, where most of the missionaries kicked out of the country. And after that, the church grows slowly and then exponentially. And then you see a lot of people come to Christ. So I'm asking, please pray for these people. For what we do is limited, but one thing we can do, we can all pray and ask the Lord to empower the church there, protect the believer there, even though in a very atheist atmosphere. So I'm going to go fast. Is this 5 minutes? Or more than that? Okay, so I'm going to slide. Do you mind to go to slide? It's not working, sorry. Slide 18? Oh, yes, okay. Today, when we look in Luke chapter 10, 1 to 3, we are looking at the focus. There's three different focus. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus select the others for his mission, which is very different from what we can compare to the one before. You got slide 18? Nope.
Yeah, I can't.
41. Okay, don't worry, it's okay. Sorry to bear with me. Now I need to go over, reorganize everything and start. Okay, now, first of all, if you have Bible, chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, first we look at the whole chapter. And actually we got three different focus in that. First of all, Jesus selected the others for his mission. And then this first one is that after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. I think this particular verse reassembles in chapter 9, verse 1 to 6 as well. Did you remember that? This is a very familiar passage. And at first, Jesus sent the disciples out, the 12 disciples out. And then this time, in chapter 10, he sent the others out. Right. And who are the others nowadays? I think it's included you and me. Who say, I'm not in? Nobody raised their hands. You know, there's one secret of, you don't want people to raise hands. You ask them something that they don't want to respond. That's the good thing. Okay, and actually, in chapter 10, verse 17, we look at that together. Do not underestimate the nobodies. Because when you look at them, when Jesus sent them out, Jesus actually authorized and also empowered them to do ministry. People come to know the Lord. People submit to God. And you can see a lot of things happening in that. And so nobody is perfect. So do you want to love to be nobody? Yes, I do. And I think sometimes I want to be a nobody because nobody is perfect. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Don't worry. It's okay. Yeah, we do it together. Yeah. The key is to become and remain as the nobody. Because what's happiness? Sometime after years of ministry, after we share gospel with others, we may more rely on our experience rather than the guidance of God, rather than inspiration from God, rather than our longing for God to work in this people. So sometimes become a nobody is important. Without God, we can do nothing. But with God, we can see how God's work among people. Transformation can be done. I still remember sometime, when I was in Turkey, sharing gospel with a lot of people. Do you know why I say I share a lot with people? Because when I met them, usually they ask me three questions. Where are you from? And then secondly, what do you do? And what do you believe? Wow. Do you know this is a three key question we can share the gospel to them? And then we live our life to them so that they will know we walk our faith. What walk the talk. We need to do that because we need to declare we have no shame to say that we are followers of Jesus. Although we don't say we are Christians, but we say we are followers of Jesus because we want them to ask the second thing. Are you talking about Christians? Like those in Hollywood with the cross and doing those things nobody wants to do? Because they have a lot of wrong perception of who Christians are. So we use the word Jesus followers. We are follower of Jesus. And then they will ask questions. What does that mean? Oh, thank you, Lord. I can share with them. This is something that we can do all the time. Even though nowadays in Britain, I think we can say, oh, we don't need to use Christian because Christian become very political or very institutional, doesn't reflect about our lives. We need to explain more. But if we say, oh, we're a follower of Jesus, and then they may ask, what does that mean? Are you Baptist? Are you Methodist? Are you, you know, something? And then you can start to talk more about what you believe to them. I think we can change our ways of, you know, sharing the good news or sharing our faith to other people. Okay. So next, the second focus is the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. In this verse, he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Today, OM have about 4,000 workers, full-time workers around, and in a lot of different countries. But still, the works have been plentiful, I meet up a lot of workers from different agencies, like in the field of Turkey. Now, they kick them out of their own country and ask the Lord to, you know, really to send workers to the mission field who can enter the country. Pray that in locally, the local believers can become workers to share the gospel among the nation, or also the nations, which is happening. I have a friend who is a physics teacher, and she actually was a Turkish believer in Turkey, teaching for a long time. And then, but she has a heart for spreading the gospel to other nations. Now he is in Central Asia, sharing the good news. So God now is sending others out. And also, you know, in the last 8 years, I'm working with a Chinese church leaders from mainland China, Taiwan, Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, and helping them to nurture the generation of missionaries to go into the enriched people's group, which is especially in the Middle East. And these people are coming up. So praying for God to raise up new workers to send to the different mission field is so important. Do you mind to join this prayer together with us? The harvest are plentiful, but the labors are few. Even in the UK nowadays, OM have gone through a very difficult period last 10 to 15 years, losing a lot of overseas workers because of the stringent immigration rules. And a lot of workers have to leave the country and go back to their home country. But at the same time, God sent a lot of Christians coming into Britain, and some of them become OM workers. Pray for more. Pray for the diaspora workers to come into, join the OM work, so that it will continue to equip our church to become active, become, you know, part of the working force of God. Just like Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, who will go for us? But in here, I'm asking, who will join prayer with us? Sometimes we say, oh, I'm already, you know, over 60, I can't move. Do you know, actually, in OM, there's one opportunity, which is called, you know, you can spend 2 weeks to 4 weeks' time to go around Europe to share the gospel to others, or helping local ministry. And this is amazing opportunity. You got the freedom, actually, if you're early retirement, even, you know, you got the chance. With under supervision or training, it's a wonderful experience for you to go 2 weeks to 4 weeks with other people, supporting existing, you know, existing mission bases, and going to different places to share the gospel together. So, you have your chance. Who will go for God? Going to now focus 3, verse 56, if you want to go to 56. Actually, you know, but in verse 3, actually God warned us, go, I'm sending you out like lambs among the wolves. Actually, we should expect opposition. Have anybody got some experience that because you declare to be a follower of Christ, you have some sort of, you know, despise, or, you know, some sort of persecution, or some sort of, you know, some sort of opposition to you in your life? I certainly know a lot of people would do. And in some places, like in Turkey, in the mainland, like Malatya, you will have a lot of big group of people who are ultra-nationalist. They don't like other people to influence to their country, to their people, and to their faith. We have a lot of very faithful workers working in there before, and some of them, at least two of them, lost their life in that city. And actually, if you know, off the record, one of the body have over 100 stab wounds in his body. And they came as seekers of faith, Bible study with them. One of them is our friends, good co-workers. And a lot of people, you know, you may not know after that, the internet I've been talking about, people are not just laughing at these workers and say, come along, let us to kill you off. Come along, you won't be converting us. And that sort of mockery to these people. But at the same time, it's just like loss. But what's happened to this country? After that, there's a church born out of this city where all the governmental officials attend the opening of the church over there. And believers are gathering in that city. At the same time, where all the people don't want to listen to the good news, a mute imam, a Muslim teacher, came to know Jesus. And because he's mute, he's using the internet, using sign language, to bring, at that time, within the year, bring 50 people all throughout the country, all mute people, to come to Jesus. Then they worship the Lord, learn the word together through sign language. On one side, it's bitter to see brothers coming, lost their lives. On the other side, God opened ways where the gospel penetrate to unexpected areas. So, expect the challenges. But God glory and grace unfold and multiplied through his protection, workers suffering, even death. But at the same time, you can see God is sending his messengers to different places to fulfill what he wants to do. God loves all the souls of the world. He loves these people, unreached, untouched, sometimes worse than we think, but God bring them to Christ. Thinking about us, we got a really special salvation that we have. Yes. Brother and sister, today I'm just sharing a little bit of that. I don't want to get over time. And also, you know, and also I promise to have 30 to 40 minutes. But at the same time, I want you to think about, yes, God give us this particular grace. We are not just receiving a kingdom passport to go into heaven. There's some purpose God is asking us to do, to live after Christ, to see his grace to extend to other places where there's no worship. Is there any parts in your life, around your life, which have no worship, or far away, which you can actually touch those places where there is no worship there? I think mission is to go to those places where there is no worship. I think God is using us not just as his people, but as his priest, to serve others, serve our Lord, bring the good news, live out our faith so that they will know the grace of God, the deliverance God, the God of goodness to other people. May the Lord bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you so much for your time when we revisit your passages. When we look into these passages, may your Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Help us to know that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Help us to pray for those who can go to different fields to bring the harvest. Pray that you also challenge us so that we can live our life in the circle of influence that we can. And challenge our lives so that we can kneel down and pray so that to see the world come to you. We also ask you to experience, so that we can experience your transformational power. We can experience your deliverance. We can experience how you touch people. Lord, we ask you so that you can work in us, so that your glory will be revealed among us and beyond us. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.